This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The queen of plot twists, Deborah Goodrich-Royce, brings us another thrilling page-turner in Reef Road. It is now out in paperback. The author of the widely praised psychological thrillers Ruby Falls and Finding Mrs. Ford, Goodrich-Royce is a former film and television actress, best remembered by soap opera fans for her role of Silver Kane, sister of the legendary Erica Kane on ABC TV's All My Children. In Reef Road, she explores a decades-old unsolved murder of a young girl inspired by a real-life crime. The novel follows a winding path that begins with an unspeakable murder in 1948 Pittsburgh and culminates with a man's severed hand washed up on the shore of Palm Beach in 2020 in the heat of the COVID-19 lockdown. Happy to have Deborah Goodrich-Royce join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Deborah, welcome to this program.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
This story of this unsolved murder of a 12-year-old girl in Pittsburgh in 1948 has a personal connection to you, Deborah. Without revealing too much of the plot, can you tell us how you came to know about this young girl's murder?
Yes. Sadly, my mother and the girl were friends. The murder happened on December the 10th, 1948, when my mother and her girlfriend were 12 years old. And it was a Friday night. And her friend Carol's parents had gone out bowling and left Carol home alone. And when they came back, they discovered a pretty gruesome scene. She'd been stabbed 36 times.
Do you think your interest in writing crime novels stems from your mother's exposure and pain over the loss of her best friend?
Absolutely. And I don't think that's unique to me. I think it really is a syndrome, if you will. I think when we have some sort of familiarity with events of that sort, I think it really changes the range of what we even consider to be possible in life. And I think it alters our viewpoint and how we see things. I believe there's such a thing as generational trauma.
I mentioned in the introduction, of course, you've been an actress. Did you always know that you were a good storyteller? And Deborah, were you always interested in writing?
I have two good questions, because I do think the acting and the writing are very connected in that they are each mediums for telling stories. I think we as human beings have thrived on stories since, you know, the days when we lived in caves and sat around the open fire. I think it's often how we learn things and how we understand things. And I think it's how we express ourselves. So yes, I always was a decent writer. I could always, you know, write a good sentence, paragraph, essay, if you will. I think I'm the opposite of some of those famous writers who peak when they're young and don't have any more ideas. My ideas have come later.
You have said that you write psychological thrillers or identity thrillers where you examine little bits of a character's identity and explore what is that people are hiding.
Yeah, I do think that we all have secrets, each and every one of us, and most of our secrets happen to be quite benign. It wouldn't make any difference if somebody else found out about them. We might be embarrassed, but there wouldn't be any real consequence. But I think occasionally in life, we meet people, we read about people who really have colossal secrets. And those are the people who compartmentalize to a great degree. I mean, what's the thing in the news now about this? Is it called Gilco Beach on Long Island? This guy who apparently murdered these girls, and he was just sort of the regular accountant next door or something. So I think it's so chilling to us when we hear about people like that. And I'm not necessarily writing about serial killers, but I am intrigued by, you know, the hidden underbelly.
You wrote Reef Road during the early days of the pandemic when you were holed up in your home in Florida. Did that sense of isolation help your creative process at all?
Tremendously so. I really did write two books before I was published. So I had a straighter runway of writing time in that period. And then I got going with book tours and all these other things. I run an author series in Rhode Island. So the COVID lockdown was not great, obviously, in so many ways. I'm not minimizing it. And that's really when I did write Reef Road. And I think it also colored the tone of the novel very much.
You have affectionately been called the queen of the plot twist. As a writer of thrillers, I'm sure you take that as a supreme compliment. When you sit down to write a novel, do you know at the start what the plot twist is going to be, or do you let the story unfold?
I might have an idea or two about what the twist will be. The story does unfold in a more organic way. I take pretty copious notes. The thing I'm working on now, the notes I took at the very beginning took the form of what if this or what if that? What if the guy is this? What if the guy is that? And, you know, I'll kind of develop that in a note process and then start writing at a certain point. And I might change my mind.
Do you have a mental checklist as a writer as far as what you want the novels to contain?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've never been asked that before. Yes, I mean, there are quite a few elements that are really important to me. First of all would be character. I think, you know, character development, character depth is really important. Another thing that I like writing and I think helps put the readers into the novel, I like a sense of place. I tend to write real places. You can certainly do this with imaginary places. I mean, I think of Narnia or Oz, which were very vivid without being technically real places. But I think in writing a real place and a place that I know well, there's such a specificity to, you know, what market this character went to, or how she took her drive down Main Street, or where the bank is located, or whatever it is in that town, that I think a great compliment I get from readers is they say my books are very cinematic.
What genres do you especially enjoy reading, and which do you tend to avoid?
Gosh, I read pretty broadly in the fiction spectrum. I like literary fiction. I do like thrillers. I have kind of a limit in being frightened out of my wits. You know, let's talk about Stephen King, for example. What a great writer. I mean, the man is just extraordinary. His writing is so beautiful. Well, but there are certain Stephen King novels I'm going to have to read in the daytime, not at nighttime. And I like historical fiction. I do read biography. I like that quite a bit. I'm less of a how-to book reader. My husband picks up, you know, a million how-to books. And I always find that you kind of know how-to pretty early on in the book.
As a former actress and feature film story editor, is there a part of you that would like to see your novels turned into either a feature film or series?
Absolutely. My first novel, Finding Mrs. Ford, which is about a woman in her mid-50s who's, you know, a dark secret from her past catches up with her. That was in development to be a miniseries, and it had the actress Gillian Anderson attached. People will remember her from most recently The Crown. She played Margaret Thatcher, and she was just extraordinary. And you know, as often happens in that business, she was attached and I was, you know, doing cartwheels. And then one thing or another went wrong along the way. And that project has sort of, it's languishing right now. Is that a nice way of saying that? Ruby Falls is in development right now. A screenwriter is working on it. And yes, I always do have that vision, but I think with my novels, what I would say, I structure them like films. They really are written with a very tight three-act structure. So I think they are teed up pretty easily to be films, but I think the culture right now really does like, you know, the 6 or 8 part miniseries.
Are you working on another novel? And if so, can you give us a sneak peek into what it's about?
I am. So sneak peek, I got an email a year plus ago from a fellow who said, hey, remember me? And I thought, not really. And he proceeded to give, well, he had a fabulous sentence. He said, I was your best boy in Survival Game, which sounds provocative, but of course it's not, because an actual job in a movie in the electrical department. And Survival Game was a movie I did with a fellow called Mike Norris, who was the son of Chuck Norris. So far, so good. I was in that movie and fine, he was the best boy. I didn't remember him. And then he gave this checklist of experiences we shared. Remember this, remember that. And he culminated with, do you remember when we ran into each other at the Cannes Film Festival and you were holding a baby and I wondered for a moment if the child was mine? I thought, wait a second here. He did finish by saying, but of course, that wouldn't have been possible. And I thought, well, that's a relief because I truly didn't remember him. But I got to thinking about this concept of memory and flawed memory. And what if you had a woman with something wrong with her memory and a man who contacts her? And he does have a few things right about her. Her past, but is he telling the truth or is he not? And that's what I'm working on now. And for the moment, I'm calling it Best Boy, though my husband thinks it sounds like it's about a dog. So I don't know about the title.
And it all started with an email.
All started with an email. Yep.
The book out now in paperback is Reef Road by Deborah Goodrich Royce. I want to mention some, you're out on tour right now, so I'm going to mention some of the February tour dates coming up. Griffin, okay. Georgia on February 12th, February 13th in Noonan, Georgia, and then up in Norwalk, Connecticut on February 15th, and out on the West Coast at the Super Book Weekend, Adventures by the Book in San Diego. That is on February 18th, and then Fernandina Beach, beautiful Fernandina Beach at the Amelia Island Book Festival. That's February 23rd and February 24th. You can see Deborah Goodrich Royce in person. And for more information, you can connect with her online. The website is DeborahGoodrichRoyce.com. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me.
The pleasure has been mine. Thank you, Steve.
And this is Speaking of Writers.